Portions of the following program were pre-recorded.
Lots of cool. We're getting a new nighttime parade.
There are a few Pride 48 members that would fit perfectly in Villainland.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know. Yeah. Taylor and Taffy and Rodan and
sure.
Big Fatty. And these. That's right, right? Those are the villains, right?
Big Fatty is more like a minion. And I know that's not Disney, but if I was going to say either Carl or, yeah. which is that Disney? That's Pixar,
yeah,
right?
Carl, yeah.
So Pixar. Maybe Carl or you know, if it's Universal, a minion.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty would fit perfectly in Villainland.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4600 of the BFO for right the 26th of
September
2025. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, the Rat World trip is over, Big Fatty. Roadies, Big Betty. Hi, everyone. I hope your fall right is going well. Y'all, you're roadies today, because y'all, it's travel day for Big Fatty and Granny and the Nip and Flo. Y'all, we are leaving Poop Century and hitting the road. We're going to drop Flo off at her house in Jacksonville. Y'all, it takes about, let me just see if I've got it right here. It takes about almost 3 hours to get from Rat World up to Jacksonville, where Flo lives, and then from Jacksonville to Fat Acres, y'all, it's about 4 hours. And y'all, that's without stopping to TT. Big Fatty, you know Granny's gonna have to stop in TT. Well, that, and we'll probably have to fill the gullet. Y'all, we have so much food to eat and have, well, by the time you're hearing this, that we have eaten. Y'all, it's crazy, and y'all, most of it was free, because we got the free dining plan for this trip. So y'all, we are returning home fat, and Big Fatty and fatter, and probably would need to poop soon.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Y'all, this weekend we have a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, it's Tamari. And y'all, I've met this person many times at various Pride 48 events. Y'all, right now I think he's over there in the Far East Mexico, visiting his family. Or he, by this time, he may be in Switzerland, or they may already be back. But y'all, it's just so hard to keep up with these jet setters. Y'all, just as quiet and nice as you'd ever, person that you'd ever want to meet. Y'all, he is the better half of old Crooked Hat and Sydney, the dog. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than Mittens. Big Fatty, we love Mittens. We do indeed. So y'all, if you see Mittens on the social medias or Crooked Hat, he can pass the word along. Wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal, and Big Fatty. I hope Crooked Hat gets him a big old piece of cake. Yes, get ready.
Well, y'all, as you are hearing this, we are on our way back to Charleston, as you heard earlier. But y'all, big doings to Rapodone. Y'all, we had a lovely day on a hot day in, where were we? Epcot. And let's see, what, the day. They started off with all of us having brofkas here at the Poop Century, and then y'all, we came back to the room for everybody to tee and brush their teepees and all. And y'all, as we were getting ready to head out, Granny comes out of the bathroom, and y'all, then all of a sudden he's speaking of Granny in the bathroom, you may have heard that.
No privacy at all around here.
Granny comes out of the bathroom and takes his pants off and puts on a new pair of pants. I said, Granny, what are you doing? He goes, oh, I peed on my pants while I was sitting on the toilet. Y'all, now, I'm not quite sure how you do that, but Granny did it. So we're, y'all, by the way, I'm putting my socks on now as we're getting ready to head over to the Big Skillet Breakfast Brofkas. But anyway, Granny and myself and Flo, we're all waiting on the nip. No surprise there. But he comes out of the room and is putting, and all of a sudden he starts reaching for his key and he says, "Ooh, I think I just shit myself." And y'all, he did indeed. And you know, he wears underpants, so he could just worry about those later. But evidently there was some extensive cleanup on the back of the toilet. So y'all, that was the way his day started. And then we headed over to the Epcot. We took the the Skyliner, and we got over there. And y'all, first thing we did, we went and did that Ratatouille adventure. It's the rat that is running through the kitchen and stuff like that. And so y'all, when we went, the wait time was 30 minutes, and y'all, it just kept getting longer and longer. And they kept having the little message, we've had an incident in the kitchen. And you know, we immediately thought that the nip had gotten in there and made a mess. But anyway, we finally got on the ride and it started. Y'all, it's cute. It's a cute ride. And we get to a certain point in the ride, and ladies and gentlemen, we are shutting down the Ratatouille ride. Please remain in your vehicles, and cast members will come to assist you and out of the ride car. And y'all, it was like turning on the roach lights in a bar at closing time. Y'all, you could see everything and see how they did things and all. And kind of a behind the scenes tour, but on the front side rather than the back side. It was really quite interesting. And Granny and the Nip, they made out in the front seat of the vehicle. You can hear it. By the way, Granny, come over here. Let's recreate what happens when you and the Nip go in the bathroom. Okay, he says no. But anyway, but when they got us out, when they got us out, we got a free coupon for a lightning lane to any ride except the good ones. And what are you looking for? Well, I can't help you there. But from there, y'all, we walked around the World Showcase. We saw the American Adventure. Y'all, we all got a nice little nip-a-nap during that. And then what did we do? Then we headed on. We did the Three Caballeros in El Rio de Tiempo. And then we headed... We stopped and looked at a few of the food places and all. We didn't really get anything, but everybody was wanting some ice cream. Oh, I did get some of the Werther's original popcorn, caramel cone, with one of my Snickersnack credits, and. But we got ice cream. Y'all, I got something. It was called the frozen apple pie. And y'all, it was good. It was good. But it was, you'd think with the word frozen in it, you'd think it was frozen. But it was liquidy. But y'all, it was delicious. Just delicious, I tell you. And check the pants that you wore yesterday. And... then y'all, he's still looking for his billfold. Oh, and that's where it was. How about that? And the worst part of that is that I was right. But from there, y'all, we went over and saw that purple dragon thing, Pigment, I think is his name, and watched that. And y'all, then we had a very exclusive photo session with the rat himself and that goofball. And they had pictures because of my Premier Visa card. Oh, yes. And then we went and listened to the land. We walked through the Moana water event, and y'all, then we headed over to the Space 220 for our supper, and Float was treating everybody to supper. Y'all, I had and I know you're going to find this hard to believe, but I was inspired by the Danbury's. Y'all, I had, it was the Cosmic Mule. And it was, I think it was vodka, but it had lime and something else. Oh, yeah. It had lime foam and lime mixer or something like that. And the ginger beer. Oh, Big Fatty, I miss the ginger beer. No, that's the ginger beer. Oh, never mind. And then, y'all, it was time for the big surprise that we've been able to keep from Granny and the Nip the whole time. And, of course, the Nip was mad as a snake because he didn't know every detail. And he's like, where are we going? Why are we leaving? Well, I'm not happy about this. You can't try to do something nice for him. He's just, am I right, Granny?
Yeah.
And so we did. We headed out the side gate of the Ebcock, and y'all, Flo had booked. I booked it, but she paid for it. Oh yes, Big Fatty's always lovely to use somebody else's charger plate. It's true, and she booked us a fireworks cruise. And y'all, that Daniel Biba, he was able to come and join us. And it was a really nice, relaxing thing. Y'all, we traveled the waterways before the cruise of a lifetime began. And then we watched the fireworks. Y'all, I thought the fireworks were wonderful. Just wonderful. And y'all, then when it was over, of course, Ebcock was closed, so we went with Daniel to the cake bake shop or something like that. Y'all, you can get a slice of cake, and it's $22 or something like that. And but everybody said, "Oh, that's the best piece of cake I've ever had." And so I got lemon blueberry. Hadn't tasted it yet because I don't want to spoil my appetite at the big skillet here in a few minutes, and and of course the Nip and Flo couldn't decide what they wanted, and y'all the line is just building up behind them, so they stepped out of the line, and they ran it by each other. You know, they just help me decide. And the Nip got carrot cake, and Flo got it was a seasonal special. It was like salted caramel with salted caramel chocolate cake topped with a caramel cone. And y'all, it looked good. And Granny got a lemon bar. And I said, "Well, Granny, how was the lemon bar?" And what did you say? Yeah, he didn't like it. I expected him to say, "That's all right," but it was too lemony. Oh, it wasn't lemony enough. Okay, I'm incorrect on that. And the crust was hard as a rock. And but anyway, y'all. Then we got on the Skyliner, y'all. We walked right onto it, so the big crowd had already left. So that was lovely. And let's see, what else? Got back here to the motel and got to wash the day off of us. And y'all, that's about it. We're heading to the Hollywood Studios. Trademark. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all, within 3 months of Chroma, so get out there and start putting your decorations up or doing your shopping. Yes, Big Betty, update your whore wish list. Well, you know, it's only a matter of time before I do that. Yo, by the way, the shirts, the Mickey Mouse shirts that I got for everyone, y'all, we've all had compliments. "Oh, where did you get that? Blah, blah, blah. Oh, I love that shirt." And I said, "Thank you for calling." So, y'all, I'm wearing mine today to the event. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, I don't remember who said what. Oh, yeah, it was Daniel Biba.
Big Fatty would fit perfectly in Villainland.
Oh, yes, we're going to Villainland. And that was Daniel Biba doing his impression.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-784-6331. ruined one and leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.